Ready? Okay, dynamics with tension, fun and laughter for all. Honky rock. A one, two, a one, two, three, four.
Arlene Gilliard. In recent studies conducted, 76% of SUCO students would alter their body. On October 18, 2006 is Love Your Body Day. This day is dedicated to boost self-esteem and the way we feel about ourselves. The media is a source used to define the ideal image of beauty and persuading us to believe it is correct. It is time to gear away from this non-existent ideal image and love ourselves for who we are.
Ain't she sweet? Oh, now ain't she? No, direction. I'll be your mind. Ain't that perfection? I repeat, now ain't she nice? I look her over once or twice. Well, I ask you very hydrophobic-y, ain't she nice?
Caitlin Horan. Try to remember that emergencies usually call for more supplies at the Red Cross Blood Bank. You can help by donating blood just by calling Red Cross at 1-800-BLOOD. Taking care of others in a time of disaster is what the Red Cross is all about. Please give blood to those who need it.
Matt Barbado. Hexter Park in Huntington will be holding a pickle festival Monday, October 2nd between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Here you will find an assortment of vendors from around the town selling arts and crafts, antiques, and food. Hexter Park is located off of Oakwood Road, 4 miles past the bird sanctuary. All is welcome. Hope to see you there.
Jess Pruitt. The planet is heating up more every year, and with rising temperatures comes flood, drought, disease, and rising seas. Power plants and vehicles are the biggest contributors to this problem, but everyone can help fight global warming. Simply unplugging appliances when not in use, turning down the thermostat during work hours, and turning off lights at work and at home will extend the life of our planet and save you money at the same time. It's the least we can do.
Leanna Anthony.
Remember to join in on the festivities on Manhattan's own Fifth Avenue today for the Columbus Day Parade. The parade will travel up Fifth Avenue from 44th Street to 79th Street, and there will be fun for all along the way. For more information, call 212-249-9923.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
Come get in the spirit this Saturday, October 7th at FallFest 06, hosted by Hobart and Higgins Hall. Get free food and participate in fun activities like pumpkin painting, hemp making, pie RA, and much more to get you in the spirit for the upcoming holidays. FallFest 06 is from 4 to 7 outside between Higgins and Hobart Hall.
This was Ryan Zimmer, PSA.
She's telling all the world, so this is Christmas, and what have you done?
Christmas time has come, and so is the opportunity to bring the holiday spirit to children who don't get an annual visit from Santa. The New York City Children's Toy Box is now accepting new and used toy donations for children 12 and under. Help bring holiday cheer to the little ones and make their holidays unforgettable. Contact 212-TOY-BOX.
Christina Kenny. Children's weight is becoming a huge issue in the United States, so in order to fight that, the Alliance for a Healthier Generation announced that 5 major snack food manufacturers would adopt criteria for food sold in the schools. The plan provides better choices in the snack food category by promoting healthy foods. As a parent, you want the best for your child. If schools are trying, so should you as parents. Feed your children the right way, the healthy way.
The Oneonta State Kickline Team and the Oneonta State Cheerleading Team will be holding a fundraiser at Hunt Union on November 15th. The event will be a dating auction where audience members will pay to go on a date with members from either team. Part of the money raised will go toward holiday food baskets provided by area food pantries.
Calling all alcoholics, Sigma Alpha Mu will be hosting its annual Oktoberfest this weekend, Saturday, October 14th. Enjoy a variety of beers from all around the world. There'll be cash prizes for the person who gets most intoxicated. So come down, celebrate the great fall weather, and don't forget to wear your drinking shoes.
Mike Sarantonio. On Friday, September 16th, Sotheby's, the world-renowned auction house, will host Choice Art, the Planned Parenthood Auction for Choice 2006 with special guest Diane Sawyer. The auction will feature more than 70 of the art world's greatest names and will benefit Planned Parenthood of America. For more information, please visit PlannedParenthood.org.
Emily DeBell. Millions of people in the United States suffer in silence from some form of depression. Bassett Hospital is conducting free screenings for depression on Thursday, October 5th at their 125 Main Street offices in Oneonta. People will meet with healthcare providers in a confidential setting and learn several ways they can help themselves.
Kimberly Hodges, do you want to keep off excess weight? New research from Reuters Health has determined that stepping on the scale daily can help you do just that. By paying attention to the fluctuations of your weight, you can use that information by eating better or exercising more. You should keep a realistic goal of losing 2 to 5 pounds a month so you do not get discouraged and get off track. Lose weight and keep off the winter blues.
Temperatures rising. Fever is high.
Mike Lyons. Some people say that every student at SUCO gets drunk every night of the week. However, the stats show that 40% have 4 or less drinks each week and 19% don't drink at all. More than 80% of our campus believes that having 5 or more beers in one night is a dangerous thing to do. Before you judge the entire school based on the 5 drunk guys you meet up with at midnight, remember the stats. Most SUCO kids don't get drunk.